This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Billy Branham is on a mandate from God with a special message. It was preached in Houston, Texas under a strong anointing. It is an old message with a fresh new insight on the authority of the believer and what it means to be seated together with Christ Jesus. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
You may be seated. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You remember in that first one I read you, that prophecy I read you, that the Lord said we're going to know how to take our authority and we are going to rule and reign?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I want to read you how that prophecy ended on the year 2006. Now, I didn't notice this until just recently. But when Brother Hagin finished with giving the prophecy concerning the year, he said, "The end will be more glorious than the beginning. So rejoice and be glad." Now listen to the next line. "The enemy is a defeated foe. Jesus has triumphed. Victory belongs to everyone. No one should come up empty-handed. But everyone should walk in full victory, commanding and demanding their rights and privileges in Christ Jesus. Demanding nothing of the Father, He's the one that made the provision, but demanding of the devil, who's endeavoring to thwart the plan of God, who's endeavoring to keep it from coming to pass, but it will all come to pass. It will all come to pass at last." Hallelujah. Now, right at the end of that word about 2006, it said the devil's going to try to stop it. Bless the Lord. And we're the ones who have the authority to stop the devil from stopping the move.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Fellowships restored. I watched some of the most wonderful things happen in the year 2000. It was marvelous. How many of you went to Azusa Centennial? The 100th anniversary of Azusa Street in California. That was a marvelous 100-year celebration of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. But about, I think it was about 2000, in the year 2000, this man got it in his heart that worked for the Church of God, one of the Church of Gods in Cleveland, Tennessee, that we should celebrate the 100th anniversary of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And he started calling people to see. Call the Assemblies of God, call some of the others. Are y'all going to do anything about it? None of them had anything planned to do anything about it. But his life and his family had been so touched that he felt he had to do something about it. Actually, he'd been a little boy, about 9 or 10 years old, and he had never even heard anything about the Lord. His father was an alcoholic. He didn't even hear about Jesus. Nobody told him anything. And one Sunday, he saw a Nazarene Sunday school bus come by to pick up children in Los Angeles area in California. And he sensed something tell him, get dressed up next Sunday and get on that bus. And he did it. And he went to Sunday school and he got saved. And he came home and he told his daddy and mother about it. And then he learned about their family. His father was a backslidden preacher. His father's father had been the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Pasadena, California. And when the outpouring came on Azusa Street, he went there and he became the associate pastor of Seymour. That was this little boy's grandfather.
Wow.
But he did not know one thing about it because his father had been a preacher and he backslid and he just didn't have anything to do with God, and he came to be an alcoholic and he didn't tell his kids. So the whole family got back with God. And this little boy then grew up his whole life, and he served the Lord, and he was working for the Church of God in Cleveland, Tennessee, one of them. And he loved Azusa Street and everything it meant. And he said, we got to do something about this. And he couldn't find that anybody was going to do anything. So the Lord said, I'm anointing you to do it. But he said, I cannot give an outpouring like you're asking me for and like you want, because the people and the churches that grew out of the Azusa Street outpouring are now so divided. He said, they are so divided, they don't even speak with one another. He said, right here in Cleveland, Tennessee, the Church of God split 75 years ago, and you all don't even talk to each other. You pass each other on the street, you don't even talk. And the Lord said, I will give an outpouring, but people have got to come together. And you, I'm anointing to get them together. So he resigned his job, sold his house, and used that money to live on, and he started calling people. He started calling the heads of the Assembly of God. First thing he did was get the two Church of Gods in Cleveland, Tennessee together. And you know, he said, can we work together? And they said, yeah, we really like to work together. And they've started preaching in each other's pulpits now. And they have fallen in love with each other. And then he called the Assemblies of God and they said, yeah, we want to. And then the Lord led him to call the Oneness. Do you know what the Oneness are? The United Pentecostals. And they said, we felt like you all didn't think we were had anything. He said, we think you have something. Would you join us and help us? And they joined and helped. And the Lord said, now call people and get them all together for a 3-day weekend. The heads of these different denominations, yeah. And he said, and go for the movements. The faith movement, Brother Copeland, and invite them to come for, this was not 2000, this was the year 2000. And they got the invitation, Gloria said, and Ken said, I don't believe I'll go. Because his books have been banned in some of those places. And Gloria said, well, I believe, Ken, we're supposed to go. And they went. And they went to that meeting, which was a 3-day weekend, and each of these people, they had like 400 at the first one, they gave testimony. They're only allowed to give in three areas: how you got saved, how you got filled with the Spirit, and how you got called to preach. And Gloria said, Billy, when they would stand up and give their testimonies, it was so wonderful. And you could see it's all the same Spirit. And they fell in love with each other. Some of them even came and asked Brother Copeland, I didn't know you. I love you. Please forgive me. And they all fell in love with each other. And then they had one of these meetings every year, and they planned the centennial. Just before the centennial, that man died that had the anointing. And they thought, well, maybe we can't do it because we're going to get a big sports stadium. We're going to do all this. Where's the money going to come from? But his little wife, Mary, she said, we can do it. I know the anointing that was on him, and we can still do it. And you know, they all worked together, and Brother Fred Price came to the rescue. He knows how to bleed for money. And he loaned them 800 workers out of his church. He loaned them his daughter for 1 year. They didn't have to pay her to do, like, you know, the work that has to be done. And I mean, they think Fred Price. I tell you, it was glory, 2006. And we all had meetings all the week long out in different churches and everything. And then we came together on the weekend in the sports arena. And Gloria said, Billy, now they're going to let some of these ministers speak, but they only get 10 minutes. And at the end of 10 minutes, your mic gets turned off. And I saw the names and I thought, this is not going to work. The Holy Ghost can... he will not be able to get anything done. And they signed them the subject. And all the subjects start with H. And they had hunger. That was the first one. holiness, healing, Holy Spirit. And they assigned them these. So the first guy got up. He was from one of the Church of God's, and I mean, he preached on hunger. And they have to get it fast. And you'd be surprised what a preacher can get in when they've got to get it fast. The music was wonderful. They brought the people from Australia. They brought the people, all the singers, and we'd sing the new songs, and then we'd stand and sing "The Comforter Has Come," which was the song of Azusa Street. And Brother Copeland was sitting on one side of me, and I mean, tears are running down his cheeks, and he said, "This is what Brother Hagin was talking about, Billy. This is it." And you know what happens when you get unity? You get power. Power. And they got, and then they had, then it, one of the first ones to speak was the United Pentecostal guy. Now, these guys have been meeting, you know, for 5 years. They're in love with each other. They had 300 ministers sitting down here together. There were thousands of people, but they had 300 ministers right there together. And I was sitting by Brother Copeland, and in front of us was Reinhardt Bonnke, and in back of us was all the brothers, all the sisters, everybody you could imagine was there. And they'd get up for their 10 minutes. And I tell you, when that UPC guy got up there, that United Pentecostal, he did such a whale of a job. And when he got down, they all fell on him. "Oh, good, good job, brother." They were like little boys, all these preachers. When one of their brethren, their fellow brethren, did well, oh, it was wonderful. And then we met and we had the youth meeting. And they must have had 50,000 youth, 40,000 youth there. And then they had us all to lay hands on the youth that came through and all the old timers. Oh, and there was healing that night of the youth. There was healing. There was healing going on out in the, you know how those sports arenas are? It's around out there. And you would go out there and there they'd be flying through the air. You wouldn't even have to have anybody lay hands on them. They'd be flying through the air. They'd be healed. My son Terry said, "I've never seen anything like this in my life." Result of restored fellowships. And there was the Christians United for Israel. John Hagee called me and he said, "Billy, I was in Israel. And these guys, one of them was Benjamin Netanyahu, others I knew, you wouldn't know them all. And they said, 'Hagee, there's so many Christians that are pro-Israel, but you're all different groups. If you'd come under one umbrella, maybe you could have some clout, some power with your government.' And we don't have any hope in any of our leaders." And you know what John told me? He said, I said to them, "No, I can't do it. I can't unite them." He said, "Jesus Christ himself can't unite them." But he went back to the hotel and God wouldn't let him sleep. And so he started calling people. And now we have this.
Thank you for listening to today's radio broadcast. To receive this new CD series entitled Authority in the Believer and the newly released book Authority in the Believer by J.A. McMillan, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. When ordering, please mention the call letters of this radio station. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.